Chapter 1. Why Minimalism? Everyone started out as a minimalist. When you think about it, there isn't a single person who was born into this world holding some material possession in their hands. Everyone started out a minimalist. Our worth is not the sum of our belongings. Possessions can make us happy only for brief periods. Unnecessary material objects suck up our time, our energy, and our freedom. I think minimalists are starting to realize that. Anyone can imagine the invigorating feeling that comes with decluttering and minimizing, even if there are mountains of things lying around at home right now. It's because we've all been through something like it at one time or another. Think, for example, of going away on a trip. Before you head out, you're probably busy packing at the last minute. You go through your checklist of items to take with you, and although everything looks fine, you can't help feeling that there's something that you've forgotten. But the clock is ticking, and it's time to go. You give up, get up, lock the door behind you, and start rolling your suitcase along the pavement, with a strange sense of freedom. You think then that yes, you can manage to live for a while with this one suitcase. Maybe you've forgotten to bring something along, but hey, you can always get whatever you need wherever you're going. You arrive at your destination and lie down on the freshly made bed, or the tatami mat if it happens to be a Japanese-style inn. It feels good. The room is clean and uncluttered. You aren't surrounded by all the things that usually distract you, the stuff that takes up so much of your attention. That's why travel accommodations often feel so comfortable. You set down your bag and step out for a walk around the neighborhood. You feel light on your feet, like you could keep walking forever. You have the freedom to go wherever you want. Time is on your side, and you don't have the usual chores or work responsibilities weighing you down. This is a minimalist state, and most of us have experienced it at one time or another. The reverse is true too, however. Imagine your return flight. Though your belongings were packed neatly in your suitcase before you started your trip, everything has now been squeezed inside in a mess. The souvenirs you bought don't fit in your suitcase, so you're also carrying a couple of big paper bags. The admission tickets and receipts from the tourist sites you visited, you're going to sort through those later, right? That's why they're still stuffed in your pockets. You're standing in the security line, and the time has come to pull out your boarding pass. Uh-oh, where have you put it? You start looking everywhere, but you can't seem to find it. You're getting closer to the head of the line, and your frustration mounts. You can sense the icy glares of the other people who are standing in the long line behind you, like your back is being pierced by pins and needles. This is a maximalist state. These stressful situations tend to happen when you're saddled with more objects than you can handle. You aren't able to separate out what's really important. With our desire to have more, we find ourselves spending more and more time and energy to manage and maintain everything we have. We try so hard to do this that the things that were supposed to help us end up ruling us. Tyler Durden said it best in the film Fight Club. The things you own end up owning you. A day in my life before I became a minimalist. Back when I used to have a lot of possessions, a typical day in my life used to go like this. I'd come home from work, haphazardly take off my clothes, and leave them lying around wherever I happened to be. Then I'd take a shower, always noticing the crack in the bathroom sink that needed to be repaired. I'd sit in front of the TV to catch up on the shows I'd taped, or maybe watch one of the movies I'd rented, and crack open a can of beer. Wine was my drink of choice for later in the evening, and there were times when I'd finish a bottle too quickly, and I'd have to dash over to the nearby convenience store, already drunk. I once heard a line that went, "Liquor is not happiness, but a temporary respite from unhappiness." That was exactly the case for me. I wanted to forget about how miserable I was, if only for a brief moment. I'd get up the next morning feeling cranky and reluctant to get out of bed. I would hit the snooze button on my alarm clock every 10 minutes until the sun was high in the sky and it was well past time to get ready for work. I'd feel weary with a throbbing headache from drinking too much yet again. Sitting on the toilet, I pinched the fat around my abdomen as I took care of business. Then I'd open the clothes dryer and pull out the crumpled Uniqlo shirt I threw in there last night, put it on with a quick glance at the clothes that had yet to be washed, and step out the door.